This morning, the organization Healthiest Employers announced its selection for the 100 Healthiest Workplaces in America. Tied for 22nd on that list, Mercy Health. Kyle Brunin is Health and Wellness Program Manager with Mercy. He's with me on the phone from his office in Rogers. Kyle, first, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
All right. The number 22 ranking out of the 100 Healthiest Places in the U.S. received in part, I understand, from something called the Walk to Dublin?
That's correct.
What was the Walk to Dublin?
Well, the Walk to Dublin is kind of an initiative across all of Mercy. So, you know, all of our Mercy hospitals and our what we call our Mercy ministry all banded together to collectively walk to Dublin, Ireland, by measuring the number of steps taken, you know, with pedometers. And our foundress, Catherine McCauley, began the first House of Mercy there. So, you know, our coworkers have a sentimental attachment to this place, kind of where Mercy first began. So they really kind of identify with that particular location and thought it would be a great place to you know, kind of collectively walk to, you know, for all of our employees. So it was a great event last year, and we look forward to continuing it again this year.
How many steps or how many miles do you have to go to get to Dublin?
Gosh, I think it was the equivalent of 25 million steps, if I remember correctly. It's a lot of steps, but really our coworkers were so engaged with this program that we actually ended up walking to Dublin several times. So it was a really great event and was very popular with our people.
As a health and wellness program manager, you want to make sure the people who you work with are healthy. Does it help to have that sort of goal to, okay, we want to walk the distance to Dublin or get so many pounds lost, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely helps to have a goal and to actually have a finish line for that goal. So, you know, whether it's taking, 10,000 steps by the end of the day, or whether it's that they want to lose 10 or 15 pounds, or even if they want to, you know, lower their resting heart rate to 65 beats, you know, those are all great goals, but making sure that they have a finish line for that goal, a time where they want to complete it, is equally as important, just to increase the accountability.
And it helps with the buy-in, I'm sure, if you can have this sort of tabulation ongoing.
That's correct.
Many of the others that are on this 100 Healthiest Workplaces in America list are hospitals. Does there seem to be, more of an idea about a healthy lifestyle if you work at a place that's kind of dedicated to health?
Well, we think that it certainly makes sense here at Mercy. And, you know, with the new healthcare reform that's kind of on the cusp of our nation here over the last year or so, and what we're kind of progressing towards here this year, you know, we feel that it's paramount that people, you know, pay attention to preventing these costly diseases. You know, as a healthcare organization here at Mercy, we certainly feel that it's necessary and almost, you know, our obligation to kind of walk the talk and lead the way in this type of preventative approach to our own health and help save our healthcare system, you know, potentially, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. So we certainly identify with that strategy and that approach, and we're certainly, you know, elated to be recognized on a list like this.
Well, it was Dublin this year. Someday in the future, will it be the moon?
Well, I wonder. We've got 38,000 employees. If we can engage all 38,000 employees across the Mercy Ministry to take 10,000 steps a day, gosh, I hope that, you know, maybe we could get a part of the way there at least. But I like your thought to, you know, shoot for the moon and maybe we can make it. So we certainly walked probably around the world several times last year. It was a great event for us.
Kyle Brunin is Health and Wellness Program Manager with Mercy. He's in his office in Rogers. Today, the organization was named one of the 100 healthiest places to work in the U.S. Kyle, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.